Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 7th of July. Muckadram was the very impressive winner of last Saturday's Group 1 Coral Eclipse Stakes at Sandown Park, putting both a Fugue and the 2000 Guineas winner Knight of Thunder very much in the shade. As former champion jockey Paul Hannigan collected another Group 1 prize for owner Sheikh Hamdan Al Maktoum, following their success in the Phillies Classic The Oaks last month at Epsom with Tagruder. Trained at Newmarket by William Haggis, Muckadram was third in last year's Coral Eclipse Stakes and went on to win the Group 2 Skybet York Stakes last July, and of course finished second to African Story in the Dubai World Cup in March. Hannigan is set to ride at tonight's Monday's meeting at Ripon. Racing at Yorkshire's Garden Racecourse begins at 6:40. The feature race at 8:10, the Armstrong Memorial Handicap Stakes, a contest for three-year-old sprinters, can go the way of Telmaid, making his handicap debut after winning at Chester. Telmaid is trained by William Haggis. Miss Tree, trained at Malton by John Quinn, can also make a handicap debut or winning one in the middle distance race for three-year-olds at 7:40. Well, there's racing tomorrow afternoon at Pontefract, starting at 2:30. And the feature race is a £40,000 listed race for fillies and mares at 4 o'clock. Dutch Rose, trained in North Yorkshire by David O'Mara, is my selection in this race over 1 mile. The main supporting race, the King Richard III Stakes, a handicap race for sprinters at 4:30, can be won by the Inform Boy in the Bar. There's action on Wednesday at Catterick, which begins at 2:30, while racing at Doncaster on Thursday gets underway at 2 o'clock. York's two-day meeting on Friday and Saturday is always a popular fixture. The action on Friday starts at 1:50 and features the Group 3 Totepool Summer Stakes, a sprint contest for fillies and mares offering prize money of £60,000. Ladies are forever. Twice a winner of this race is in the entries for owner-breeder Reg Bond and Moulton trainer Jeff Oldroyd. It's the 55th John Smith's Cup Day at York on Saturday, starting at 1:45. The centrepiece of a tremendous seven-race programme is the 55th John Smith's Cup, a £150,000 heritage handicap over the extended mile and a quarter, and one of the most competitive races in the British racing calendar. There's a couple of £40,000 supporting races, the John Smith Silver Cup, a handicap and listed race for stayers over 1 mile and three quarters, and the John Smith City Wall Stakes, a listed race for sprinters over 5 furlongs. Well, it was quite a weekend at both Ripon and York concerning the Grand Départ of the Tour de France, and it should be a tremendous Friday and Saturday on the Naismeyer as once again thoroughbreds take centre stage. Enjoy your racing.